Thank you, Madam Chair, and thanks for those responses. I was actually a bit surprised to see that caste is also registered in Nepal. I wasn't aware that caste was a legal category in Nepal. But I wanted to go to the issue of citizenship certificates, because apparently you have to have these citizenship certificates. And also, if you move from one location to another, then you have to get an immigration certificate, which requires certain property qualifications. Now, many of these rural women, the stateless women, sex workers, they migrate from urban areas, and they lack these certificates, which also prevent them to have the rights to vote. And this also is passed on to their children. And I just wanted to mention some specific groups who have difficulties accessing these citizenship certificates. I already mentioned sex workers, apparently over 60% of them lack citizenship. Tibetan long stay migrants and Bhutanese refugees who, it says, have slightly less problems. But these groups have been in the state party for many years, so I was wondering if there's a special arrangement in the new bill act, which I didn't know about, or the proposed bill that addresses them, as well as Nepali women who are married to refugees. And I'm really concerned that this situation of statelessness reproduces the cycle of poverty and exclusion, because statelessness means these people do not access the services that they require in order to improve their situation.